Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Please continue. I know that the fires are up in your territory, in your neck of the woods in California. This is all by combination of incompetence in terms of regular fire retardant activity, like clearing the duct, having back roads, having water reserves, having the proper equipment, and it's also involving scalar technology like directed energy weapons, weather modification from space, etc. It's a concerted effort to drive people from the rural areas, isn't it?
It's literally a rural cleansing, and it's a way for the monopolists to buy property cheap. They give no room for debate. And of course, as you know, science is always open-ended. There's never a final word, because you can always get smaller or find other forces that are involved. And it's like so-called global warming, which they had to change to climate change in order to
carbon
taxes and so forth. But what I've got today, I sent you a hyperlink to news-expose.org,
right,
and I just got it up within a couple of minutes before the program started.
Yeah, I have that. I have that link, which is news-expose.org. What's the latest story you have up there?
The one is California's communist roots and the central banker goals. And I was asked a question by Cliff Kincaid, who's heads Survival USA, and he used to be with Accuracy in Media. And
he was on the show when I was away a few weeks ago, right, with you?
Right. In fact, I'd love to get the audio of that so I could work with that a little bit.
Right.
He asked a question about a man by the name of Dr. Carlton B. Goodlett, and he wanted to know if there was any connection with him to Pelosi. And when I put the pitchfork in here, I got the whole nest. And it's amazing. The guy ended up belonging to one of the secret societies that was actually modeled on Skull and Bones and some of the other ones that were out of Yale, such as Quill and Dagger. And this he was friends with Paul Robeson and W.E.B. Du Bois. He received the Lenin Peace Prize. He was the head of the NAACP in San Francisco. And San Francisco has literally been a womb of the devil producing these Marxists one after another out of San Francisco.
Now, it's an interesting marriage between the banks and Marxism, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. No, it's exactly. The banks are in control, and the Marxists are dedicated, and they feel, you know, quite ensconced and safe because they usually get the assistance of the media because they are to lead the people.
Right.
And so they get the adoration of the people who think that they're overthrowing whatever it is, or they're going to have a new government or a new revolution or whatever it is.
Right.
When really it's a part of the elite that wants to have a permanent establishment of their world for their offspring and forever after they depopulate the world.
Right, it's a new Luciferic, life extended genetically and cybernetically enhanced new royalty, cybernetic royalty, and they're creating literally a new cyber god to replace the god of the universe, aren't they?
Yeah. Now, a lot of what I dug into goes back into, you know, into the 40s, 1940s, and even a little bit before that. But I got pictures of one of his buddies, W.E.B. Du Bois, you know, shaking hands with Mao Zedong.
Right.
And, of course, Du Bois received the Lenin Peace Medal, as did this Dr. Clayland B. Goodlett. He ran a black newspaper in Oakland, and Oakland was like a satellite for the communists in San Francisco that really got their jaws into the Bay Area there with Harry Bridges, who was head of the Longshoremen's Union, and of course we had Daniel Coit Gilman, who was ensconced up there at the University of California, and he was the incorporator of Skull and Bones, and of course it was the Grange that was upset with the monopoly of the railroads, but what they did was they organized the opposition to the monopoly so that they could use both hands to choke off individual thought and censor things so that they can control the outcome of centralizing power for a world government. But this guy is really ensconced. There's a picture here with Paul Robeson, another close friend of this Dr. Goodlett. And I got a picture of Robeson here sitting side by side with Khrushchev.
Right.
And the Soviet Ministry of Culture published Robeson's some of his singing. And of course, he's quite talented actor. And but you can find him. Let me clear my throat. But he was involved in, you know, scores of communist front organizations. And again, belong to Cap and Skull, and even their own website says they model their society after Skull and Bones and Quill and Dagger. So, he's not really an outsider black looking to, you know, protect the black population. He's right in there at the core of the Illuminati, and you know, being used by them. He also published the newspaper for Jim Jones. And Jim Jones was the cultist leader in San Francisco that ended up Kool-Aiding 1,000 of his followers to death.
Yeah, and so northern South America. Which where was it? Was it Venezuela right beside it? Yeah, Guyana, right beside Venezuela, right?
Exactly. And, of course, there was a dinner honoring him in which Willie Brown was there. There's pictures of him and Jerry Brown. He was literally the rent-a-mob person, which is a little more sophisticated today because now they mostly do it through nonprofits and foundations. But even then, people were getting on and connecting the so-called rebels in the street to the powerful billionaire elite, and that's where the real opposition came to the House Committee on Un-American Activities. It wasn't the communists in the street, it was the financiers of the communists that they didn't want the people to understand.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com. and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutriMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871. Things that I've announced already is we have a stream. I'm hoping that Gary will pick up and do another show on my stream, which will be another time slot than this, but it'll be posted over in Deagle Network. It'll also be posted, the link directly off our players, which Gary can have over on his website, news-expose. We're in the process of syndicating the show and massively expanding to many more networks and radio stations in North America, Canada, Europe, Australia, New Zealand, English-speaking networks. And that means we're going to get on many, many more stations. And this means our word, which is your analysis, and the functional medicine in Hour 1 now. Hour 1 is all functional medicine. Hour 2 and 3 are all geopolitical and conservative believers' issues, whether it's Judaism or Christianity, and logical solutions to problems. And digging deep, like you do, providing the details of who are the players, both in the Republican and Democratic side, not in America, but also the players in other countries. What's going on in Germany? What's happening with the world economy? It's the same world players that are manipulating the economy in Northern California. And even the mind control, like, for example, Stanford University in North America, tied to the MKUltra program, which is tied to Tavistock and Breton and elsewhere. People need to understand the future is very dark if we let it get away with the fact that we don't know what's going on. And people like you need to have, besides the show you do with me, you need to have a avenue we can interview other people and expand this information to everybody that needs to know in other countries too. My son, for example, speaks six languages.
Last week about MKUltra and the fact that Christine Blasey Ford, her father worked for him for years and was part of an assassination squad, and she, you know, she worked for a branch of it. And, of course, her brother's part of the Fusion GPS. But even San Francisco was basically made a MK Ultra testing grounds with their LSD and other things that they they did. But boy, I'm finding that these same culprits that were working up and down the coast from the state of Washington, San Francisco, and Santa Cruz, this Paul Robeson, who was a terrific actor, you can find some of his, you know, singing, I think Showboat and a few other movies that he was in, was a top you know, Hollywood Red. He was always around. His name appears with Dalton Trumbo and Alva Bessie and, you know, the Hollywood Ten, you know, among others. I mean, this guy must have 100 Communist Front citations.
As right.
As Hugh De Lacy, and Alva Bessie was another one of the important ones. But Paul Robeson, who received a Lenin Peace Prize and joined the Communist Party actually when he was in his late 90s, although he might as well have been from the beginning because he was doing everything they wanted, they put together the Harry Bridges Defense Committee. Now, Harry Bridges was head of the Longshoremen and hardcore communist. But well, what is interesting, most people don't know, is that he was a close friend of Clare Booth Luce, who was married to Henry Luce, Skull and Bones, who founded Time Magazine, Fortune, and Sports Illustrated.
Wow.
And it's always been said that, you know, she was for Chiang Kai-shek. But yet all of these friends of Harry Bridges were all pushing Mao, including Leon Panetta and Hugh De Lacy and Paul Robeson and so forth. So they may have just been a false front to cave in, kind of like a Paul Ryan or, you know, somebody else that sets up something to attract people and then to give up. It's like how the communists always push for a coalition government, and they're part of the, they send a few people over to be part of their own opposition so that when time comes to negotiate or come to a crisis moment, they cave. And it's no more tricky than having somebody stoop down behind somebody you're talking to and you just push them over because the guy stooped down behind them. And they do this every time. It's not all that tricky. People just aren't smart enough because they're never told. We've been dumbed down so bad. But part of this defense committee with for Harry Bridges included Don Healy. He's the husband of Dorothy Healy, who was an organizer for Southern California, and also a C.I. Dellums. There was a Ron Dellums, who was basically a communist congressman. And there was also members of this Harry Bridges committee, Dalton Trumbo, which I think a lot of people would recognize him as one of the communist Hollywood Ten. But
right.
There was also two brothers out of San Francisco, the Burton brothers. There was a John and a Philip, and they were key in destroying the House Committee on Un-American Activities Committee. And
right.
In San Francisco, there's a Glide Memorial Church there, which is basically a Marxist center. And there's pictures of this Gutlap, Dr. Carlton Goodlatte, I'm sorry, is standing right next to Jim Jones with his award that he's receiving at the Glide Memorial Church. And of course, Jim Jones did provide the rent-a-mob for all the politicians. And you're looking at Willie Brown and Dianne Feinstein and Pelosi and all the rest of them. But, again, one of the guys, a KGB recruiter, worked together with Hugh De Lacy, and he was at the Loudon Nelson Center in Santa Cruz, along with Leon Panetta, or his son was, Dan Bessie, who taught Marxism down in Los Angeles. But in that particular document that's reproduced on my website there's a proclamation in which Panetta proclaims solidarity forever to communist Hugh De Lacy and his communist organizing wife, Dorothy Baskin. Again, this is a guy that the Senate approved to be head of the CIA, which shows how faulty their information is that they get.
Right.
There was a undercover FBI guy that was brave enough. He put out a booklet called The California Dynasty of Communism, and that was a man by the name of Carl Prussian. And he's got a picture in there with the front page of it is Edmund Brown, Jerry Brown's father, and then Harry Bridges and one of the other top communists in the area. And, of course, they got sympathetic media control from, you know, the Chandler newspapers and the, you know, the regular media that basically works for the multinationals. And there's a great clip that people can look at where J.P. Morgan suggested or ended up buying 25 of the biggest papers because from there they commissioned columns and our franchise columns to the smaller newspapers. So that's never stopped. It's only got more sophisticated as we learn from the Frank Church committees and so forth.
Right.
But anyway, yeah, I guess there was a street house in San Francisco, and it was an MK Ultra operation. It was called Midnight Climax, and it included a number of other cities, and it used some of the old OSS people that had worked for the OSS, and that was involved with the LSD usage and the Haight-Ashbury operations. And then you've got your Dianne Feinstein with a long history, not just her driver suddenly being discovered that he's a red Chinese agent. There's enough evidence there that would put her.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
This is really exciting. My new stream is going to allow people like my co-broadcaster, like you, to have your own show. In fact, my son's fiance, Rebecca, who's a travel and art expert, she flies back and forth to Europe all the time. Rebecca, she's going to have her own show on the network. I want top people like Josh Bernstein and others like Albie Smith to have their own show. Besides being interviewed on my program where I get to interview them, I'd like them to interview their own people. I want to expand this platform for truth, and that's why I bring on top people I've vetted. I know we're going to have a great show, and of course I know in a few months I'm going to bring back Dr. Fred Graves, who's the expert for how to win in court, and that course, by the way, is available through our links on diagnostic and therapeutic, and also under how to win in court link. I've reactivated my membership. It's amazing. It covers everything from, you know, how to win in court, why so easy, easy guide to procedure, 5-hour video introduction, 2.5-hour audio seminar, plaintiff right to sue, defender's defense. People need to start learning their civil defense rules and rights and so on. A lot of the statements made by politicians show they're actually legally ignorant, aren't they?
Yeah.
And if you have most of the time, 95% of the time, you can do your pro se litigant stuff yourself, or you can have a choke chain around your attorney so that he does the right thing and just does the wrong thing, right?
Yeah, people are so dependent on such few outlets, they have no choice.
They do have a choice.
That seems to be about it. It's really a shame, and it's so starved of information.
Right.
They're forbidden to talk about so much stuff. It's
right.
So that'll be great. So somebody just needs an app on their cell phone, or they can click it.
We're going to give a player, so the player will be on your site. And if they hit the player, we'll go right back to ShareGuys and their servers. And they can instantly watch it on their iPhone, iPad, Android, computer, anywhere in the world. And you can have a show immediately. And, of course, it'll be up probably today. It'll be actually connected to all our main websites by Monday or Tuesday, for sure by Wednesday. And if someone wants to do a show, I'm going to actually train them so they know how to listen for when they put commercials or bumpers on. Then they have their live show, then it goes back to commercials. And it's immediately available. And what's neat about this is it's going to give a platform because I'm syndicating the show. It's going to be on hundreds more radio stations, U.S., Canada, Europe, and elsewhere. It's going to be on other networks. We're going live on Red State Talk Radio on the prime time, 3 to 6 afternoon time period. They're moving this guy, Manning, from 3 to 4. And the pastor who's on 4 to 6 has been ill after a bad injury. So we're taking over his time slot. And this will mean that in the next few weeks, you're going to see us many more outlets getting your information out. So that gives also the opportunity for anybody that co-hosts will immediately have an explosive platform to get their show up rather than starting from scratch. Pretty cool, eh?
That's terrific. How about censorship? Is there?
I'm the censor, and I'm going to censor. I know all the people like yourself are good people. So, you know, you're already, you've been vetted. Let's put it that way. You've gone through the Senate committee. So if you want to interview guests to talk about the issues you talk about, it's your business. How's that?
Okay. Yeah, no, I've been through a couple of gauntlets coming out.
The gauntlet is Dr. Deagle. I want dialogue. For example, I don't mind if people disagree with me, but use common sense, legal definitions, decency, and the rule of law. Don't use threats and so on, because I'm not Mr. Easy to push around with threats. I'm the kind of guy, you push me around, you die. You don't have a bad day. Okay, when I have people that death threaten me, they shouldn't. It's not a wise thing to do to Deagle. Deagle is the most non-passive person you're ever going to meet, period. I'm your Delta Force buddy's best friend. How's that?
Well, I agree with that Voltaire quote, something about, you know, if somebody's arriving at the wrong conclusion by thinking, it's healthier than those people that are at the right conclusion because they haven't thought at all.
Well, they haven't. They haven't exactly. And the fact is that I think through everything. I dream in equations, okay? So when people say, I've asked more questions than somebody that's lived 1,000 years. So when people say, you can't get a solution, try me. In fact, I'm going to ask you right now while we're here in this part of the show. Gary, I want you to ask the two or three toughest questions of solutions that need to be, for example, whether it's caravans, the border, or the economics of the country, or power generation, whatever you want. Ask a question, and I will provide you an instant answer or a framework to find the answer. Go ahead.
Okay, well, this is political. We have a chairman of the Board of Supervisors here that made verbal threats. This is about a year ago, so it's
getting... Right, verbal threats to you, right?
And no, this was actually to a couple of organizations that used to provide, or well, they still do provide a hall for speakers.
Right.
What it did was it shut down. It put a cloak of censorship, and so even the tougher organization that I'm close to is talking among themselves as to who they should bring in so they don't get censored. So I mean, I'm embarrassed that they're doing that rather than getting more creative and finding a new place, but they threatened, physical harm and damage to property. The local sheriff is part of the machine and hasn't responded to any complaints, actually avoiding even memorializing the complaint itself. So, and of course, our state attorney general came from the Wasserman Schultz Pakistani spy ring, and before we had Jeff Sessions. So I don't know if the new attorney general, or if they're so busy trying to protect themselves, they have any time for this. But it's what's going on across the United States with the threats of people showing up to homes and the Republicans getting shot at and killed over the head of the Supreme Court justice and the political machine here threatening people to...
Okay, well, go ahead and ask your question. What would you like to ask?
Well, what would be a go-around? Who do I... who would somebody fire up to overcome this, or at least make this...
Okay, the first thing is I recommend the How to Win In course. It's $250, and if you actually start promoting it to your friends, you get $125 for promoting it to someone else. So it's a multi-level as well. It's the best training course for pro-state living. It's not just in America, but in 57 nations around the world that use a British-style legal system. Everybody needs to be pro-state litigant. You need a file, legally the documents. You can do it in such a way that the judge is going to be paralyzed because you know you can appeal to a higher court. What you need to do is file. People need to realize that they are the rule of law. We have three boxes. We have the witness box, the voting box, or the cartridge box. And if we don't have the witness box working, we don't have the voting box working, we deteriorate to the cartridge box, which is war and pestilence and violence. And we don't want to designate to an individual. The individual is us. Now, for example, there's legal actions I'm going to personally take, and I'll follow myself. I'm not going to go to an attorney. And if I did hire an attorney, they're going to charge you an arm and a leg. It's a game. We got to understand, lawyers are not intelligent, necessarily super genius people. They're people who want to control the flow of the law. And most of the time, they're actually taking away your rights for proper due process of law, proper evidence-based things, proper applications of the law, and they want to drag it out because they want to get a massive fee for the number of hours they put in. It's like going to a surgeon when they can actually give you something to get rid of your toenail fungus rather than cutting off your toes. Okay? People, oh, Dr. Deagle, it can't be that simple. Yeah, it is. Get the course. If you have questions, you can ask me, and I'll tell you to go back. You can get private consults even with Dr. Fred Graves. He'll give you some direction there. He'll charge you a small fee for it, but he'll give you direction so you know what to do with your pro se litigant actions. So don't think of, don't, you know, I get a kick out of it. People need to walk up to the mirror in their bathroom, look in the mirror. Who's going to protect me legally? You. Not your lawyer, not your dad, congressman, not your senator. It's going to be you. And you can even file legal actions against your representatives to make sure that they listen to you, because they're not going to necessarily listen with a phone call or a tweet or a fax. They're going to listen to you file actions that will call them, you know, like trimming the feathers on a bird, call them and control them so they can't do whatever the hell they please.
Yep.
That's the solution.
Women's feet.
Yeah. If we had 100,000 active Americans filing pro se litigant actions in every state, guess what? This would be a different America. Okay? The witness box,
when we come back,
we would control it, right?
Most. Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
And what people need to understand, we've got solutions. What's the next question you want to raise and say, Dr. Deagle, there can't be a solution. Yes, there is. I'm the solutions guy. I have talents. One of my natural, supernatural talents, whether it's a health issue, a geopolitical, spiritual, I always have all, not some of the solutions or the path to find them. Because I'm decent, I'm a believer, I'm intelligent, and I've been given special talents to say who has the solutions, like Dr. Fred Graves. Everybody needs to be pro se litigant. So what's the next issue that you think? Whether it's the caravan, the border control, the economy, or how to deal with the Democrats. Whatever issue you want to raise, I have all, not some of the solutions. Go ahead.
Well, actually, not a question, but an observation. I think this last election, the fact that, you know, 45 Republicans retired, is good. My guess is that probably more than half of those were members of the Rockefeller Rip-On Society. And even if we only gain one or two U.S. senators, the three backstabbers, the Corker and Flake and McCain, are out of the scene, which actually prevented, I believe, prevented Trump from getting rid of Jeff Sessions. It has now been overcome. So it does, you know, set up a reset the cards. We've been dealt a new hand. Nobody's going to be playing fair on the other side for sure. So we still have to be alert. But our new hand, I think, is better in a lot of ways than the one we were holding.
Right. Absolutely. Now, I'm telling people, I want them to understand, I think you're going to see Trump now is cleared the deck with non-Trump supporting GOPers. In the next 2 years, it's going to be a massive increase. Actually, the campaign started now. And to me, I see the Democrats have a big choice now. It's not, there's a different game now. They can play the game. We're not in power. We can go, you know, impeach and all the other things. Now, if the Democrats don't come through with something for the people, you know, cheaper medical care, cheaper drugs, control of border, decrease violence, increase jobs, etc., they're dead. They're geopolitically committing, disemboweling geopolitically themselves like hari-kari. And I really think you're going to see that the crazy Democrats that want to do things that are insane, for example, I don't believe in socialized medicine. I believe in medicine for all. It's expensive. But I want preventive care. For example, one of my friends, Dave, was over, and he has Samaritan. Now, he got pancreatic cancer, and Samaritan, each of the people in Samaritan sent him prayers and money, checks individually, to pay for his cancer treatment. So, in other words, that alternative cancer care therapy would not be available in a socialist country like Britain or Canada. In Britain, they even blocked the flight of this little boy that wanted to go to Italy, and even the Pope and the Italian government were going to give him citizenship and pay for his health care to maybe give this little boy a chance to live. And the British government blocked it. You have to understand, socialized health care is death care. You can't take a broken system and make it for everybody, and it's really expensive, and it's going to be managed by a giant bureaucracy. It doesn't work. Just like you can't kill the middle class and have an economy. Russia's economy is, I think, the size of Rhode Island. It's ridiculous. Russia is terrified. Now, you know why they're threatening to hit us with nuclear missiles from the south? And this is something I want to bridge, because we talked about it with John W. Spring. I have regular and classified access information and supernatural. God gives me visions. And Russians are freaked out of their mind, so are the Chinese, because they realize they can't keep up with a space or a military weapons race war with us. They can't. So if they don't threaten to attack us from Nicaragua or Venezuela or some other place, like North Korea, their time window is only a couple of years before we'll have missile defense. And once Trump weaponizes space to the point where they can't get a toothpick through space to us, it's over. And these countries think that they can blackmail us economically or otherwise. No, it's not going to happen anymore. It's done. It's over. In other words, the time of peace comes when you're so strong the other side wouldn't dare try to mess with you, because they realize now that we've been lax in the past with space weapons. They had brilliant panels discussed during Ronald Reagan's talk with Mikhail Gorbachev and a four-star general that actually told me this July 10th, 1994, about their plan to have full missile defense and even share it with Russia. This is Lyndon LaRouche's idea. But what's going on is we literally have a time window where luciferic deviltry and evil that could bring about nuclear war is allowing these other sides to literally threaten the idea that they might try to attack us before we actually have defense up. Well, the problem is these globalists are both Democrat and Republican. Now the Republicans are gone from the House now, and we're going to have new Republicans, and they're going to be Trump supporters. They will not get elected unless they support Trump. It's the same way now. The Senate is solidly behind Trump. It used to be a split. Now, after Kavanaugh, the Senate is 100% Trump supporting now, isn't it?
I don't know about 100%, but it sure is a hell of a lot better than it was before.
Oh yeah, and
which side where the public is? So that
And this is important because people with knowledge like yours about all the secret orders and the skull and bones and all the other horrifying stuff, people don't realize this gets from geopolitics into weird religion and secret orders and oaths behind doors and blood oaths and everything. And this gets really bizarre. I mean, this gets written into what's called the Trilogy of the Ring stuff. People, I don't want to hear that. I say, you know what? I hear a lot of people that don't want to vote, which I disagree with. I think you need to vote. But you have to realize you don't want to vote for two sides of a menu where you're a shrimp and you're going to either be sauteed or flambéed, but either way you're going to be cooked and made for dinner. And unfortunately, Trump is fighting against all these people that don't want to prepare the American public to have money so their children can actually have a family and go to school and pay off their debts. They're doing it so they actually discombobulate or destroy America so it becomes a post-world empire. Well, because the globalists don't want an America.
Problem because they've been using a coalition that's been compartmentalized, and a lot of them are moving in opposite directions. It's only
right.
You get every stagehand to perform their piece on the stage and not forget his lines. Well, they've been all trained all these lines, and they're having trouble because
right. They're
saying the same memorized line to the wrong people, and
right.
I think it's gonna mess them up. And the other thing is that, this control before, they thought all of this power was going to go to the United Nations and the world government so that the elite could control it. If the United States becomes more, nationalized under Trump and we get a few successors for, to replace him, then that's what they're scared to death of, because it ruins 200 years of their planning.
The amplification of wisdom, which is in your head and my head, and the wisdom people who care about people and are number one constitutional Republican real believers and care about the human race of all people of all colors and skin and all nations. But if we don't save our nation, we can't save anybody else. One of the things, for example, I'll just pose a question here. People say, well, you can't fix Nicaragua and Honduras. Yes, you have to dissect out the deep elements within our own intel agencies, the 17th agency called the SAD that are running the drug trade. That's where they did Fast and Furious. We have to dissect out the agencies that did 9/11 and wrote the Patriot Act. This is an inside job, and we had a self-inflicted wound. If you can fix nations like Honduras and El Salvador with a Bracero work program, you can build infrastructure, you can actually have, although they're separate nations, they originally were like one almost nation, and you can set it up so they actually have training centers, manufacturing centers, and they can collaborate and have a trade deal with the United States just like Mexico. These are all doable things. They're not beyond the pale. And once people are happy and they have enough money, do they want to move to America? Why? If their mother and their grandmother live there and they've got all the relatives buried near there and they love the climate and the seafood and everything else, why would they move to America? They move here because they're desperate. They can't even keep the money in their pocket because the criminals are grabbing them or they're killing their relatives. And we've created the problem. Our deep intel agencies are creating problems around the world, including, for example, taking Mossadegh and putting in the Ayatollah, then taking out the Ayatollah and putting the Ayatollah Khomeini. We do it. We create it. We create the problem. Then we actually stand back. Isn't it great? We created the problem. And this is a dialectic of opposition. This is what Hillary Clinton did. Look at Benghazi. They weaponized Libya, right? And then when they took over Libya and killed Muammar Gaddafi, even after he turned over his weapons and was stopping a nuclear program he had, we killed him and killed his program for primary water and his idea of having a unified currency for all Muslim countries. It probably would have been a good thing to have a unified currency because we can deal with them as a bloc like the Bretton Woods program to have a single currency. Then we can start dissecting out the bad areas of Wahhabism and so on, just like this new prince. That's why the SAD tortured these people. Because you don't want the prince to get rid of Wahhabism. It's good for the banks and people to have conflict, isn't it?
That's it. They might want to create their own order out of chaos.
Right. Order ab chaos. In other words, these devils create the chaos and then have their mixed solution for it where they gain even more power and control. And if you don't see it, you're not only stupid, you're suicidal. We people have to wake up. The Lord said, before the time of the end, I shall not send a famine of bread or water, but of the Word. And the Word isn't just the Bible, which is essential. It's the wisdom in people like Gary Richard Arnold and Dr. Bill Deagle, and other people like Lowell Ponte, Scott Adams. That wisdom needs to perforate the body politic and the mind of the people to save them.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888- 888- 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.